September 6th, Jesus says, "Blessed are you among all women. This blessing, which you say poorly, or do not say at all, to her who with her sacrifice began the redemption, continually resounds in heaven, pronounced with infinite love by our Trinity, with inflamed charity by those saved by our sacrifice, and by the angelic choirs. All paradise blesses Mary, the masterwork of universal creation and divine mercy. Even if all the Father's work to create the earth from nothing had served only to receive Mary, the work of creation would have had its reason for being, for the perfection of this creature is such that it is testimony, not only of the wisdom and power, but also of the love with which God created the world. Since the earthly creation has instead yielded, Adam and Adam's race, Mary witnesses to the merciful super-love of God towards man, for through Mary, Mother of the Redeemer, God has worked the salvation of the human race. I am the Christ, because Mary conceived me, and gave me to the world. You will tell me that as God I could overcome the need to take flesh in a woman's womb. I could do all, it's true. But reflect on the law of order and goodness which lies in my annihilation in mortal clothing. I, the sin committed by man, had to be expiated by man, and not by the non-incarnate divinity. How could the divinity, incorporeal spirit, redeem the sins of the flesh with the sacrifice of itself? It was, then, necessary that I, God, should pay for the sins of flesh and blood with the agony of an innocent flesh and blood, born of an innocent woman. My mind, my feeling, and my spirit would have suffered for your sins in mind, feeling, and spirit. But to be the redemption of all forms of concupiscence inoculated into Adam, and his descendants by the tempter, the one immolated for them all had to be endowed with a nature like yours, made worthy of being given as a ransom to God by the divinity hidden in it, like a gem of infinite supernatural value hidden under common, natural clothing. God is order, and God does not violate, or do violence to order, except in very exceptional cases, judged useful by his intelligence. Such was not the case with my redemption. I had not only to cancel sin from the moment it occurred until the moment of the sacrifice, and annul in those to come the effects of sin by having them be born unaware of evil. No. With a total sacrifice I had to make reparation for sin, and the sins of all mankind, give the men already dead absolution of sin, and give those living at that time, and in the future the means, to be helped to resist evil, and to be forgiven for the evil which their weakness would lead them to do. My sacrifice thus had to be such as to present all the necessary requisites, and it could be such only in a God-made man. A host worthy of God, means understood by man. In addition, I was coming to bring the law. If my humanity had not existed, how could you, my poor brothers and sisters, who labor to have faith, in me, who lived for 33 years on the earth, a man among men, have believed? And how could I appear, already an adult, to hostile or ignorant peoples, making them convinced of my nature and my doctrine? I would then have appeared, in the eyes of the world, as a spirit who had taken on a human likeness, but not as a man who was born and died, shedding real blood through the wounds of a real flesh, as proof of being a man, and rose again, and ascended to heaven with his glorified body, as proof of being God returning to his eternal dwelling. Isn't it sweeter for you to think that I am really your brother, with the destiny of creatures who are born, live, suffer, and die, than to conceive of me as a spirit superior to the exigencies of humanity? It was necessary, then, for a woman to give birth to me according to the flesh, after having conceived me above the flesh, for from no marriage of creatures, no matter how holy they were, could the God-man be conceived, but only from a wedding of purity and love, the Spirit and the Virgin, created without stain so, as to be the matrix for the flesh of a God, the Virgin the thought of whom was God's joy, since before time existed, the Virgin in whom there is a compendium of the Father's creative perfection, the joy of heaven, the salvation of the earth, the most beautiful flower of creation of all the flowers of the universe, a living star before whom all the suns created by my Father seem dull. Blessed is the pure one, destined for the Lord. Blessed is the one desired by the Trinity which by desire, anticipated the instant of fusing itself with her in an embrace of threefold love. Blessed is the victorious woman who crushes the tempter under the whiteness of her immaculate nature. Blessed is the virgin who knows only the Lord's kiss. Blessed is the mother who has become such out of holy obedience to the will of the Most High. Blessed is the martyr who accepts martyrdom out of mercy on all of you. Blessed is the redemptrix of woman, and of the children of woman, who cancels out Eve, and is installed in her place to bear the fruit of life, where the enemy has set the seed of death. Blessed, blessed, thrice blessed for your yes, O my mother, who have allowed God, to keep the promise made to Abraham, the patriarchs, and the prophets, who have brought relief to love, oppressed by having to be the punisher, and not the savior, who have released the earth from the condemnation brought upon it by Eve. Blessed, blessed, blessed for your holy humility, for your inflamed charity, for your untouched virginity, for your divine maternity, multiple, sempiternal, true, and spiritual, mother who with your love, and with your pain, give birth continuously to children for the kingdom of your Jesus. Generatrix of grace and salvation, generatrix of divine mercy, generatrix of the universal church, may you be blessed eternally for what you have done, as you were eternally blessed for what you would do. Holy, holy, holy priestess, who celebrated the first sacrifice, and with part of yourself prepared the host, to be immolated on the altar of the world. Holy, holy, holy mother of mine, who did not cause me to miss heaven and the Father's breast, for in you, I found another paradise not unlike the one in which the Triad performs its divine works. Mary, who were the comfort of your Son on earth, and the Son's joy in heaven, who are the glory of the Father, and the love of the Spirit,